Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland. On Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. And a good morning to you. Welcome to Community Voices. I'm your host, Ron Holland. We have a great show for you this morning. Now, although President Obama isn't up for re-election, his 42% approval rating has Republicans salivating a victory in the November 2014 midterm elections. Democrats in hotly contested states are steering clear of the president, despite a bevy of successes that ought to make the president an attractive campaigner. With over 15 million Americans now signed up for the president's signature legislation, the Affordable Care Act, and over 8 million private sector jobs added back to the economy, and the unemployment rate at 6.7%, and the stock market at its highest rates since the recession, Democrats are having to bank on heavy African-American voter turnout to stave off wins in these hotly contested states like North Carolina. And Republicans appear poised for victory. My guests this morning are here to talk about efforts to get out the vote and to put into context the history of efforts to stymie the vote in various communities, most specifically the African-American community. Joining me this morning is Rosa Garvin, president of the Charlotte chapter of the National Action Network. And as you know, the National Action Network is headed up by the Reverend Al Sharpton. Also joining me is Tiafo Feimster, curator of the Latiba Collard Green Museum here in Charlotte. All right, Rosa, TFO, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Absolutely.
You're quite welcome.
Absolutely. I am excited to have you here because we are going to talk about early voting. We're going to talk about the 2014 midterm elections, which, of course, as you know, is going to be an interesting election, partly because President Obama isn't running. The Republicans seem to be really energized in getting their folks out. Talk to me a little bit, Rosa, about what the National Action Network Charlotte's branch is doing to get folks out to vote in this 2014 midterm election.
Basically, we have started a new campaign. The campaign is called Hands Up, I Vote. It's very important that we get out and vote, especially in midterm elections, because that actually affects your everyday life more than the presidential election. And we've got to have a great turnout in order to make a difference in our community. Mm-hmm. This particular midterm election will affect your everyday life, literally.
Absolutely.
Whether it be child care, whether it be caring for your parents, Medicare, you name it, it covers it.
Well, let me ask you this question. Why is it so difficult for our community to make the connection between what is happening nationally as well as what's happening on the local and state level? Why is it such a challenge to make that connection so that we can get out, be energized enough to get out and go to the polls?
Well, I think folks really feel in our community that the presidential election covers everything when it does not.
Right, right.
It's very key that we get out and vote during this time. One of the things I have a concern is that we don't really look into what's going on. We should consider running for office ourselves, but a lot of times we don't have time. We're going on with our lives. We're working on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Tiafo may have an answer to that based on historically.
Yeah, yeah. And Tiafo, again, making the connection between local politics. I mean, for instance, who picks up your trash and how it ties into what happens on the county and state level and in terms of who's making the kinds of decisions that impact our lives.
Well, I'm gonna take a quantum leap back.
Okay.
And go back to the 15th Amendment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right after Reconstruction or during Reconstruction. When the so-called voting rights were given to over 3 million enslaved Africans who were now quote-unquote free.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an amendment change, and voting rights, part of that change in Reconstruction was to give those now freedmen their equal rights to vote. We had it, and we lost it. By 1877, nearly very few African-Americans were voting because of intimidation by hate groups and because of black codes and laws that were passed. So there's been a discouragement. and a challenge to take the vote or to eliminate the vote from African Americans. So you have discouragement over the years as a result of laws that are that have been passed, et cetera. So finally, well, let's just fast forward to 1964, the Voting Rights Act that was passed again, and then the Supreme Court decision not too long ago to sort of water it down, now leaving it to the local states now to sort of handle it. So it's now kind of history repeating itself, going back now to 1865 with the 15th Amendment, and the Voting Rights was there, and it was taken away through various means. Through various means, and so now with voter suppression, we are right, almost right back in the same situation now with the Voting Rights now being taken back. Now ask your question again.
and I'm glad you mentioned that point, because as you know, the Supreme Court has just allowed Texas to implement their voter ID law. So this is an across-the-board situation that we're having, and North Carolina has its own voter ID law that it won't be enforced this year, at least in terms of the 2014 midterm elections. But there is a concerted effort to hamper and to tamp down our vote and our presence at the polls.
Right.
Okay, basically, in a nutshell, that is very true. If, in fact, with North Carolina, we are considered the Petri dish. If they can pull it, the voter suppression that they have targeted for, if that actually can be pulled off, that will be a model for the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
We have some things that have changed so far. For 2014, there is no longer straight ticket voting. There is also a situation where we had 2 weeks of early voting and same day registration, as and you can vote. But that is no longer here. We only have approximately 1 week for early voting, and that starts on the 23rd of October, which is a Thursday, and we have until November the first to vote. So things have totally changed. And in 2016, that is when you're going to actually have to show up to the polls with your ID. You don't have to do it now. It's confusing to a lot of folks.
Yeah,
a lot of folks don't want to be bothered because I don't know what I need to do. You do not have to show up to the polls at this point in time. As long as you're registered to vote, you don't have to show up with an ID, but you have to be. You have to consider that in 2016.
Yeah.
So a lot of things have definitely been rolled back and changed. And another thing I want to interject is the fact that if our vote was not important, why would someone be trying to take it away from you?
Absolutely. You have, and listen, I'm going to say this. There is a concerted effort by the Republican Party to stifle the black vote in this country. And I don't know why a lot of folks are squeamish about saying it, but the Republicans are intent to keep black folk and Hispanic away from the polls.
You have to ask the question, why? Why is all this voter suppression and the Republican? You're right. 20-some states, Republican governors, you're right. It's going on, but the question that I have is why? And then if we get the answer, then does will that motivate us then now to get out and vote? But why is this going on? Why?
The why, in my judgment, is about power. It's about taking back the White House. It's about taking back the Senate. It's about taking back the House. And if we don't make the connection between that effort toward power and literally blocking everything that we've accomplished in this country for the last 200 years, if we can't make that connection, then something as simple as trash collection is in jeopardy, in my judgment.
Absolutely. That is in jeopardy as well. Some of the things that you're talking about is the part that really saddens me the most is some folks don't think that it's important to vote. It's not my concern. I don't want to vote at this particular election. It's not important to me. One of the reasons why I think that we definitely need to tell everyone, the same way we did in 2008, we had a high turnout rate, is the fact that we were interested in the election. We have to remain interested in the election, not just stop. Okay, we were interested. We got someone elected at that point in time. I'm just not going to vote anymore and just go to sleep, because your very rights are at stake.
Yeah. I want the audience to understand this. In 2004, early in-person voting in North Carolina was at 27.6%. In 2008, early in-person voting in North Carolina was at 55.8%. 2012, 56.3%. So we saw the benefit of early voting. Folks were able, and we saw how the statistics began to rise. When you give people an opportunity to participate in early voting, there is a turnout. So there's an intentional effort to stifle that vote. And we ought to make it clear to the Republican Party and anyone else who wants to hamper our ability to vote that this is not going to happen.
Well, absolutely. One thing about the early election is actually starting again on the 23rd of October through November the 1st. In Mecklenburg County alone, you can vote at any site. They have over 21 polling sites in Mecklenburg County alone. So if you work or live on one side of town, you can vote anywhere. The only time that it's going to actually change is going to be on Election Day, which is going to be November the 4th. You will have to vote in your precinct. So I would say definitely take advantage of it. You have two Saturdays to vote. You have approximately 1 week, and you only have one Sunday vote. So one Sunday to vote in early vote. So it's important that you get out and make a difference, and make sure you tell your family and friends to just go and vote and make an educated vote as far as that is concerned. Just because someone says someone's for you doesn't necessarily mean that is the case. You need to look at their history.
Right. Let me read this. The greatest threat to public confidence in elections in this case is the prospect of enforcing a purposefully discriminatory law, one that likely imposes an unconstitutional poll tax and risks denying the right to vote to hundreds of thousands of eligible voters. And this was, of course, Ginsburg and her response to allowing Texas to implement their voter ID laws. And again, if we don't understand how it's important, folks need to get it. You know, I'm worried that there isn't when we saw President Obama running twice, there was this energy. I'm afraid I don't see that energy right now. What can we do to turn on that energy?
I guess I have a I want to go where you want to go in terms of, yes, get out and vote and give all reasons why we should get out and vote. And there are those reasons that we can give verbally and logically. The results is what always affect folk.
Yeah.
As a result of voting, what have we felt?
Yeah.
What benefits have we gotten? What changes have been made such that I can be excited because of the results of my vote when we went out in mass numbers and voted in our 44th president, President Barack Obama?
Right.
What has been the results, and other local officials as well in terms of our vote? What has been the payback? What has been the results? What are the benefits that we have received such that now that by my voting and the results of the historically voting for, I've seen benefits, I've seen results.
Right. And people are seeing the benefits. When President Obama first took office, we were losing 750,000 jobs per month for the first 6 months of his presidency. We lost upward of 5 million jobs in this country. So the result in 2014 is that we've gained 8 million private sector jobs. So he was doing his job.
Okay.
Look at the stock market now in conjunction to what happened in 2008.
Okay.
Look at the turnaround with GM. Okay. There's a plethora of different things that we've seen. And we have, for the first time in this country, healthcare available to our citizens.
Okay.
I mean, access to healthcare is extremely important. So there was a benefit to us getting out to the polls and voting for President Obama.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, bringing out those results. So we then can see, based on just the information, and there's much more.
Absolutely.
In terms of benefits that we have gotten as a result of our vote. But that's what we want to see. And those are the kinds of things that needs to be made available to us to say, well, wait a minute. Yes, not only did your vote count because we got a black president in, but as a result of that, these are the benefits, not only just national benefits, but as a race of people, black folks.
Mm-hmm.
How have we benefited? Just narrow it on down.
Right.
But these are the kinds of things that I would really love to see propagated, if you will, or put before us as, hey, this is a result of your voting.
Right. But Rosa, as we've seen for the last month or so, Democrats are running away from President Obama. This, despite the many successes that he's had, they are running away. And even Kay Hagan seems to be pulling back in terms of, you know, whether or not she wants to be connected to President Obama. So how do you convey to our voters that although they are pulling back, I mean, should there be a penalty for Democrats pulling back from President Obama?
Good question.
I thought I'd throw that one out
there. Yeah, you did. Basically, the nutshell, it appears that she's pulling back, but she's voted with him.
Sure.
She has absolutely voted with him. So I think it's...
But why isn't he coming to North Carolina? Why isn't she inviting him to come to North Carolina and campaign? I understand that First Lady Michelle Obama is running ads. That's good. But the president should be here, and she should be on the front lines in terms of inviting him. We've seen the successes, so we should be touting those successes. So should a message be made clear to Kay Hagan that she needs to campaign? She needs to have President Obama campaign with her.
Unfortunately, I can't answer for the president's schedule.
Okay.
So that might be an issue. But yeah, we do have other folks that are coming. Hillary Clinton is coming in.
Yes.
Michelle Obama is coming in. I mean, those types of things. So we can't necessarily dictate what his schedule is going to be. However, Kay Hagan is... I can't necessarily get it because we are considered nonpartisan.
Sure.
You understand? Reverend Sharpton goes out there.
I understand.
As an organization, I have to be nonpartisan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we got it.
Okay.
I don't.
He's an individual that I brought with me.
So, Tiafoe, that's a question for you.
Yeah. Politics. See, there's influence, all sorts of influence. I think as a politician, I've never been a politician in the sense of running. But I think you listen to polls, you listen to opinions, and you have if you're running for office, you have a broad sector in which to satisfy.
Yeah.
You're looking at the vote.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, and that's when things sort of become dangerous, so to speak, when it's political power and looking for that vote.
Yeah.
And at what cost?
Yeah, yeah.
So if that means if you've been my long friend or ally, but all of a sudden, for whatever reason, you now will now become a baggage for me because of the opinions out there, and I may lose a vote or a sector of a vote, I'm going to kind of put my arm out and hold you at bay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for a while.
Yeah.
I'm still your friend, but I'm not going to talk to you right now because I need to hear from these people. I need these votes. So you stand right over there.
But what about leadership? What about, you know, taking a position and taking a stand and saying again that North Carolina was one of the worst states in terms of providing health care for its citizens, and now because of the Affordable Care Act, we've seen all around the country millions of people now have access to health care. That is something that Democrats ought to be touting around the country.
That's right. But look what's going on with the foreign affairs and the opinion, the polls that are coming out in terms of President Obama's ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these are the things that they're looking at.
Yeah.
See, I mean, leadership, those things are there.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier on, these are the things that we ought to be highlighting. But however, when you accentuate the negatives, as the Republicans are doing, and now they're focusing on the overseas, all the stuff that's going on in the foreign world, the negatives. Now that's, and look at his ratings when it comes to that. See, these are the things that are highlighting.
Yeah,
so then overall, you see President Obama gets a bad rating.
Yeah, yeah.
So now as a politician here in North Carolina, if I'm running for whatever, see, that's what... When you start to talk about the positive things that he has done or that has happened under his presidency, right now, and with what's going on, what's outweighing that? His negative ratings is outweighing that.
Yeah.
And so stand off. Wait. Hold up a little bit. I'm going to call on you a little bit, but hold off because of his ratings and other kinds of things that's going on.
Right.
And it's that vote. that I'm looking for right now.
Yeah. Rosa, take me through what the National Action Network is doing at this point to make sure that people are getting out to the polls. And what information should they have at hand so that when they walk out their door, get in the car to go to the polls, what they should expect when they go to vote?
Okay. When you get ready to go vote, make sure you make an educated decision. There is a problem that we've been having in the community, especially with older citizens. Some of them have been approached, let's say at Bilo's or grocery stores. A random person can come up to you and say, do you have your voters? Are you registered to vote? Do you have your voter's registration card? I need to see it. Mm-hmm. They may decide as an older citizen, pull the card out, and they would possibly tell them, you can't vote. Mm-hmm. This has been going on. This was given, some information has been given to us by the NAACP. Folks have been calling in, and this has actually been happening. So folks are not aware of it. Mm-hmm. You should not show your voter's registration card to anyone. You know that you have, and if someone approaches you, then we have a number that you need to call. Also, if you see any suspicious activity, if you have any type of questions that may be going on and you and they're not giving you a satisfactory answer, especially with counties outside of Mecklenburg County, mm-hmm. you would need to call the Voter Protection Hotline, and that number is 1-866-OUR-VOTE, or 866-687-8683. So that is your voter protection hotline. So make sure you write this number down. And if you see any irregularities or issues that you may have at the polls when you go, please give them a call and they'll be able to guide you through. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a number that you can contact. It's called the North Carolina Voters Guide. And how that works, you can go to Facebook and or either you can look it up online. They will actually give you a guide. And in that guide, you can pull up the information about the candidates, put your information on where you're from, and they will give you that. It will give you a guide of who you should give you a guide, who's in your district and who you should vote for, things of that nature. You look through it, and at that point in time, you make your conscious decision on who you would like to vote for. Mm-hmm. But it's very helpful because you're not going out there blindsided at all. Mm-hmm. As you know, the midterm elections are very important. And if the area that you're in, with Mecklenburg County, we have 21 different locations, but each county has a number of locations. So you can call your local county Board of Elections, and they will let you know where your voting sites are.
Right. Now, Tiafo, one of the things that before you got to the studio, Rosa and I were engaged in a conversation about young folks, and I told her a story about just this past weekend where there was a young lady who had knocked on our door, and she had given me a campaign placard and a door knocker, and I was just really excited that young folks are participating in this process. There might not be, or there might not seem to be, a real galvanization around the country, but at the very least in Charlotte, we are seeing young folks participate in this process. Talk to me a little bit about why it's important for young folks to participate in politics.
Well, absolutely, especially the young folk of this generation. Mm-hmm. Because there, a ball was dropped, and I'm going to shift real quickly back to the 60s, mm-hmm. and it was dropped by us, and I say us, I include myself, who was involved with the march of the 60s, the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. But thereafter, we dropped the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And we dropped maybe for a couple of generations. When I say dropped the ball, we sort of forgot. We had the sort of impression that we have overcome because we are now integrated.
And we're driving Lexuses
right.
now.
Right. And we're in gated communities.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are going to integrated schools now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we've arrived. But the struggle was still there. The challenges were still there. Inequality. Economic injustice, all those things still persisted. It was just sort of had a lid on it for a while.
Right, right.
So instead of bringing our children and our grandchildren along together in an aggregate kind of way, mm-hmm. fighting those challenges or being aware of those challenges, keeping those challenges in front of us, we kind of let them lie dormant, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a generation, or at least it appeared that we have a generation of those who don't care, yeah. or who are not aware. Let me put it that way. I think that they would care if they were aware. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think now there is a groundswell now of awareness in terms of the need now.
Yeah.
The need now to go out, not only go out and vote, but a need now to be educated as to what is really going on.
Yeah.
And what's really affecting us, our conditions now, because our conditions are still here.
Yeah.
It never really went away. It never really changed. Mm-hmm. We just sort of changed faces a little bit and had a little freedom of movement. So it's very important now, and I think that the young folk are aware of it. They're aware of the power that they have, the tool that they have, which is the power to vote. They are aware of that, and they are exercising that. And then, too, like ourselves back in the 60s, when we are challenged with the forms of indiscrimination or discrimination and injustice, when we're challenged and voter suppression, we usually rise to the occasion.
Right, but the polls don't indicate that there, again, is the energy in our community. It seems, or it appears to me, that the Republicans have made it clear, particularly on Fox News, that it's their voters who are going to carry this 2014 midterm election. So you think the pollsters are playing some games out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree, Hornhollow, they are playing some games,
yeah,
because they don't really know what's really getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
If we get our people rallied up and ready to go and get out there and raise their hands up and vote, then they're going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
But we've got to get them excited, and we have to educate. That's the bottom line. I believe in education, mm-hmm. educating our folks on the voting process. If you're going to vote and you have young children, you need to take them with you so mm-hmm. they can see how you're voting.
That's exactly
and
right.
Education begins within our community.
Rosa, what is at stake for the 2014 midterm election? I mean, you know, listen, there's only about six seats in the House, I believe, or in the Senate that could really make a significant impact on the president, because you have Republicans who are vowing to impeach the president. Right. And so if we lose six seats in the Senate, we can actually see an impeachment of President Obama.
Absolutely. Especially North Carolina, the hottest race is going to be between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis.
Yeah.
That's one of the hottest races in the country. So you have to make sure you get out there and make that difference mm-hmm. so that we can have proper representation in D.C. as far as North Carolina is concerned. Yeah. And that's very important. And we also have some judicial races, which are considered nonpartisan.
Right.
We have on the Court of Appeals. There are 19 people running mm-hmm. for those seats. Mm-hmm. There are only 15 positions available, and there is only one African-American woman that actually sits, African-American period, that sits on that court. That would be Rhonda Bryant. Mm-hmm. So with the judges, my suggestion is to take a look. It's nonpartisan. Research your judges and learn a little bit more about them. Find out whether they're conservative or if they're liberal. You make that decision, and you make a choice on who you're going to vote for, because the courts are very important, especially in North Carolina. Some things going on with that where they're trying to overturn certain things. So therefore, the Court of Appeals is very important that you get out there and make those votes, and as well as local as well.
You know, being on the air, one of the things that I have to really pay attention to is the conversation that is happening on both liberal and conservative programs. And part of the criticism that we are getting, particularly from conservatives, is that the black community particularly are not familiar with the people who are running for office. Thereby, they're going to the polls and voting just for anybody, or voting for anybody that has a name that they might have heard. So what do you say to parents? What do you say to families who are mired in their daily activities and seem to not have the time to really research who's running for office and that kind of thing? Because according to conservatives, liberals and Democrats rely upon voting straight ticket, voting down the line. So if that is taken away, then folks who are going to the polls perhaps are not educated about the people that they're actually voting for. You know, so I'm wondering how we get folks excited, not just excited about voting, but excited about educating themselves about who's actually running for office.
Let me just give you a quick story. 2 years ago, I did my own personal survey, mm-hmm. and I asked this young lady, have you voted? And it was in a restaurant, and she was a worker there. And I asked her, I said, have you voted? Yes, I voted. Other folks said, yes, we voted. And this one young lady said, well, I knew who to vote for. I was going to vote for President Obama or XYZ. And what really shocked me was her next comment. I didn't know who to vote for, so I just went by the names that sounded familiar to me, which is a dangerous game. Just because a name sounds familiar to me, exactly. to you, it may not necessarily be what you think it is.
Yeah.
That was a concern. And then she says, well, I just like the sound of the name, then I just checked it. You can't do that. You need to make sure that you're educated.
Right.
And I think that's something that some folks have a problem with. They're like, well, they just vote because of the color of someone's skin. That's not necessarily the case. However, we need to look into that individual and
that's
see
exactly
if they're
right.
going to represent our views.
Absolutely. We have about 30 seconds left in the show. We have that responsibility, Teofin.
We do have. But we need to really be careful and not to be a reactionary kind of people. We need to do our homework.
Absolutely.
We need to be educated. It needs to be a part of our day-to-day kind of thing. Here at Latiba Museum, we set up education 24/7, 366 days a year, mm-hmm. 368 days, 390 days a year there to educate. It's ongoing education. When it comes to election time, see, we get excited but we have these situations.
Yeah.
We go to the polls. Subconsciously, I heard Kay Hagan. Oh, I heard another name. So when I get to if I don't do any more work, I'm going to do just as the commercials are designed to do.
That's it.
And that's all you're getting is a commercial. But you don't get the in-depth. But Black history cannot be 1 month out of a
that's
year.
Exactly.
It's got to be 365 days a year. So we've got to get ourselves, our kids, in that mode of ongoing. It's got to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Because when it comes down to that situation, that's what we're going to have, that knee jerk. That instant? Well, who was? Yeah, I remembered him. Or listen to somebody else.
We have a responsibility to know who we're voting for.
We do have.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to get out of as black folk.
That's exactly
right. We
got
to get out of this knee-jerk situation and running. We've got to do our homework, got to get committed. And education has got to be ongoing.
Rosa, if there are individuals out there heading to the polls and they have some difficulties, what number should they be able to reach so that they can rectify a situation?
Okay. If they have any problems, that would be 1-866-OUR-VOTE, OURVOTE. And that would be 866-687-8683. Or 866-OUR-VOTE. That's Voter Protection Hotline.
Right. And if they need to reach the National Action Network, Charlotte's branch, how can they do that?
The Reach National Action Network, North Carolina. Charlotte is 980-292-0NAN. And then also 980-292-0626.
And Teofin, if they are interested in learning much more about what you're teaching and what you're providing, how can they do that?
Yes, you can come to the Latiba Collard Green Museum. We're located at 720 Tuckasegee Road. You can call us at 704-333-2426. We have programs, ongoing programs, outreach programs to youth groups, as well as to educational organizations. So call us, and we will also check us out on our website, www.latibamuseum.org, and also on Facebook. Hit us on Facebook at Latiba, and you'll catch what's going on a regular, ongoing basis.
All right. Well, Teofin.
And we also have a website. It is National Action Network Charlotte.com. And then also our Facebook page is National Action Network North Carolina. Please like our page. We've got quite a bit of information on there. And just remember that our people perish for a lack of knowledge. So we've got to gain knowledge.
Absolutely. Well, Teofin, Rosa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to again thank Rosa Garvin and Tiafo Feimster for sharing their thoughts and perspective about this year's midterm elections. If you would like more information about the Charlotte chapter of the National Action Network, log on to NANCharlotte.com. That's National Action Network, Charlotte.com. And if you would like more information about Latiba Collard Greene Museum, log on to www.latibamuseum.org. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email. RonHolland@radio-1.com or RonHolland25@yahoo.com. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Today's show is available on our Praise Charlotte as well as our Old School 105.3 website. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.